If you have your Bible, turn back to Jeremiah chapter 6. Jeremiah chapter 6, one verse tonight, one verse we've looked at before, and we'll look at again and probably again and again and again before we get out of here, but we sure appreciate the Lord's Word. Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16, the Bible says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein. And ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein." As we look at this tonight in this passage of Scripture and Jeremiah's writing, and I'd like to preach just a few minutes on asking for the old path. Asking for the old path. You know what? Hey, when you begin to ask for something, you begin to see the need for something. These little children that we have and our grandchildren especially, if they need something, they'll come and ask you. Little me will come to me and she'll say, "Papa," with them little eyes rolled back. And I pray God you say yes. And when she's asking, you're thinking in yourself, whatever she wants, she's going to get. Amen? Amen? That's just what you do. Now, I think it'd been a whole lot better in this world if we could just had our grandchildren first. Amen? We just had our grandchildren first. But it don't work that way. But I'm glad that, praise God, that when we realize that we need something, I'm glad we've got somebody we can go to ask. Amen. Amen. I'm glad that we have a Heavenly Father who loves us and He's watching over us and He knows what we need. And I'm glad that when we ask, praise God, I'm glad He meets those needs. I'm glad He comes to where we're at. Amen. I'm glad that we serve a hands-on God. I'm glad that we're just that clay on the potter's wheel, but I'm glad, praise God, tonight that God Almighty is the potter. Amen? I'm glad He's got His hands on us, and He's a hands-on God. Amen? I'm glad for that tonight. So we see here in the Word of God that the Lord is speaking to us. Jeremiah says, "Thus saith the Lord." Amen. He said, this is what God said. He said, "Stand ye in the ways and see." What God's telling us tonight, young, is we come to a place that we've got to just, sometimes we just got to stop and stand still and see where God would have us to be. We've got to stop and recognize that there's a God of heaven that's a whole lot bigger than we are. And He knows a whole lot more than we know. Now, these folks in this world that I think today they've got this ego. They think they know as much as God. Amen. But I don't know about them, but I don't know nothing. I tell you, this little old preacher, I'm just about as ignorant as they come. I don't know nothing, praise God. But I know my God knows everything. Amen. And what I need to know, I seek Him. I ask for wisdom from God, and He gives me wisdom. He showed me His Word, how much He loves me, and the direction He'd have me to go. I don't know. Amen. So I got reasoning. I try to reason things out, but praise God, I'm glad I've got a God that'll show me. I want to say tonight, church, you've got a God that'll show you if you'll just ask Him, if you'll seek Him. You're one of His little children, praise God. And God wants to reach down. He wants to touch you. He wants to help you. As they say, even to the height of the kingdom. Amen. That's what we say with these little ones. They come along and they want something. Praise God, we'll give them whatever they want if we can. Amen. Praise God, that we know won't hurt them. You say you think you ought to spoil them? Amen. I believe we ought to stop just short of spoiling them. Spoiled means to make useless and worthless. I believe we ought to get right up to the edge of that. Now, you grandparents, you say amen. Get right up to the edge of that and slow down a little bit. Amen. We don't want to make them useless, worthless in this world. But pray God, we want to encourage them. Amen. We want to love them. You know what happened? I don't know why we're going this direction. Let me just say this. When we're young people, and there's some younger folks here, when you're young people, you're working, you're trying to build a home, you're trying to build a family, praise God. Sometimes we just don't have time to love each other like we ought to. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Now, those of us that's been in this thing for a while, you know where I'm at. You know what I'm talking about. We're so busy working, trying to make a way that we forget to take time to do that we really need to do. We should just slow down, praise God, and just love one another. Amen. Love one another for God's glory. That's why he says come to place. You need to just stop, stand still, and say, you know what? I'm doing a good thing, but praise God, what could I do that'd be even better? Amen. And stop and say, you know what? I believe I'll just take this evening, instead of going out there working on the car, or cutting the wood, or working on the barn, praise God, I'm just going to take time, stop, sit down, and say, glory be God, how did your day go today? Talking to a couple this week, and they said they'd got to a point they'd started cutting the TV off and everybody coming to the table. Now that's a rarity in the world we live in. Amen. We got the TV a blaring and the games a blaring and the phones are ringing and we'll go run into the kitchen, we'll fix the plate and one will go this way, one will go that way and another will go another way and we never speak to each other. Amen. Oh me. Amen. But they was talking this week. I said, you know what we done? We cut everything out, put everything down. Amen. Pulled up to the table and they said, they look across at each other and they said, how was your day? Amen. Mia pulled that on me the other day. Amen. See, we was sitting there and she looked over at me and she said, Papa. I said, yes, Mia. She said, how was your day? I said, glory to God. I said, my day was pretty good. And I got to tell her about my day. I told her, you know, about what Papa had done that day, all that God had allowed me to do. And I just giving God glory. Amen. Got about halfway through and she tried to cut me off. She said, I don't really know all that. Amen. Wait, because she wanted to tell me how her day was. Amen. I said, hold on, man. I won't finish. I'm just telling you how good God was to Papa. This is all. But God was just good to me. So she waited patiently when I got done. Then she got to tell me how good God had been to her. She got to tell me about her day. Amen. Sometimes we just got to stop, praise God, and seek out an old path. Ask for an old path, praise God. That's good. And find it, praise God, and stick to it for God's glory. If we don't, we'll miss it. You say, well, preacher, why would we ask for an old path? Old things, you know, the Bible says, in one place said, old things are passing away. Behold, all things are becoming new. The preacher, if you'd get over this old stuff, amen, get into the new stuff. You know, the new way, the new wave, amen. Become part of the new generation. You know, become part of this millennial crowd. These snowflakes. Amen. Only thing about snowflakes, praise God, sun shines on them, they melt pretty quick. Amen. They don't last long. But when we seek out that old path, praise God, why? Because it's good. Amen. What? You say, well, what's wrong with the new way? Let me just tell you what's wrong with the new way. The new way is deceptive. Amen. The new way, I say it again, the new way can be deceptive. Full of deception. Look at Jeremiah chapter 17. Jeremiah chapter 17. He says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Amen. He said, the heart is deceitful above all things. Your heart is apt to lead you in deceptive things. Amen. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 18 in verse 15. He said, because my people have forgotten me, they have burned incense to vanity and they have caused them to stumble in their ways from the ancient paths, to walk in paths in a way not cast up. He said, God says, they're walking in paths, they're going in directions. He said, I never sanctioned. Amen. They're going in ways that I never told them to go. Amen. He said, to make their land desolate and a perpetual hissing. Everyone that passeth thereby shall be astonished and wag his head. Amen. He said, you know what? He said, they've come to a place because they went on their own. They searched out their own path. I mean, I don't know about you, praise God. I still like that old path. Amen. That old path's a good path. That old path's a path of righteousness for his name's sake. Because these new paths are deceptive. These old paths, these new paths will lead you in deception. Amen. What they do, they're misleading. Amen. They mislead the mind and they turn away the heart. That's what Jeremiah was saying. He said, in the new paths, the new ways, they're deceptive, but they misguide the mind and they lead away the heart in the wrong direction. Because the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. Amen. So we have to seek out that old way. In Galatians chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1. Remember, Paul was talking to the people of Galatia. In Galatians chapter 1 and verse 6. He said, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Paul said, I'm amazed. He said, I stand amazed how soon, amen, after I preached you, I gave you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you said you believed it, how soon you're persuaded, how soon you've been deceived by another gospel. Amen. Let me just say this, there's only one gospel, and that's the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. From him who called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. There's a whole lot of people in this world today that'll tell you there's a better way. Amen. And they'll try to get you to come and see their better way. They'll try to show you a better way. Amen. But if you'll notice, they'll never show you in the Word of God a better way. Amen. They'll try to show you with the tactics and the antics of the world to get you confused. Amen. To get you believe that they're just having the time of their life. Amen. And it's not so restrictive on your actions. Amen. But God, I will say there's no restrictions on your actions here if you're doing that. Thus says the Word of God. Amen. Amen. There's liberty in the gospel of those that love the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul goes on in verse 8, says, but though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Amen. Says, as we said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. Amen. He said, there's just one path. He said, and that path is Christ Jesus, the Savior. He said, there's just one way. He said, that's the Jesus way. There's just one ideal of thinking. There's just one ideal of philosophy, praise God, that Jesus is the only way. Amen. We ever get that in our head, praise God, this path won't be so hard. Amen. But there's a path of deception that's trying to deceive even those that's rooted and grounded in the truth, praise God, and trying to draw us away. Because we're living in the last days. And the devil knows that. And he's out to deceive and destroy and tear down. Amen. Everywhere he can. Amen. So what are the old paths? What is the old way? Those are those paths that's revealed by the Word of God. It's that good way, amen? It's that way, praise God, that we've stopped, we've looked at, we've seen, we've thought about, praise God, and we realize that, you know what? God knew exactly what He was talking about when He said there's just one way, it's a good way, it's an old way, praise God, and it's a way that's worth finding out. Amen. Amen. You know how you partake in that old path? You get in on it. Amen. How do you, that old path, praise God, you get on that path and you begin to walk it. And it won't take you long. You realize that it's a good path. Amen. It's a path that's been used. The Word of God has been used. It's established a path. It's established a way for us to go. And we can follow that path. Any other thing that we try to follow may take you this away and that away. But I'm glad the old path, the Word of God, amen, it'll take you in the right way. Amen. It won't take you on any crazy detours or any crazy out of the way places. Praise God. It'll take you in the path of righteousness. That's right in the eyes of God. Amen. That's why we need this old path. You say, what kind of path is it? It's the path that holy men of God have trod. As we look around us, that we mentioned this a while back, we see some old saints of God that's walked in this old path. Amen. They was times in their lives that they had difficulties, they had adversities, they had trials and temptations. But praise God, you know what they did? They just trusted in the God of the Bible and they stayed on the path. What we got to do in these last days, praise God, is just stay on the path. Just find us a good old path, praise God, and stay on the path. Amen. You get off the path, praise God, you don't know what you'll run into. There'll be sinkholes and there'll be swamps and quicksand. Amen. There'll be cliffs and all kinds of things that you run if you get off the path. But if you stay on this old path, praise God, this old path will lead you into help and hope and happiness, praise God. Everything we ought to desire in our innermost part of our being. Amen. We have as we grow up and our families grow and our children grow up, praise God, what have we got to offer them if we don't offer them the old path? We're going to point them off on one of these new paths and say, hey, son, why don't you just go ahead and take that and see how it works out. See how that works out for you. Amen. But praise God, they ought to say, hey, listen, son, we've been on this old path. We've been walking with God. We've been walking in godliness. We've been trusting toward Jesus Christ, and it's got us this far. Praise God, it'll take us on off. Just get on the path with us, and let's go on the house. Amen. Go off praising God on that old path. That path that we need to walk on, amen. The path that's real revealed by God's Word and the holy men of God. They've walked it, amen. They can look at you now, these older folks, praise God, around us now, and say, praise God, God's been good. Amen. God's been there every step of the way. God has never left me. I know that my God has been with me. Amen. Said, he's been with you where? He said, on that old path. The path that we've been walking for him, praise God. I look back now, I see he was with me all the way. Amen. These fellas that's been in the military, these fellas that's went and fought for their country, side by side of men who have died for this country, they look back, if they would tell you, most of them don't talk about it, but if they would talk about it, they'd tell you about that. So you know what? I realize now that when I was in the heat of the battle, praise God, I realize that God Almighty was with me in the fight. He was there with me, praise God, in the battle. He was there with me, praise God. When I left home, he was there with me in the field. He was there with me till I got back home, and he's been with me ever since. Amen. Praise God, he was there. My buddy came a while back and talked to us about church safety. Herman, he had been over, he was in Army Scout, and he was the spear, what they called the spear, wasn't it spear? Amen, the spear. He's the one that went first. Yeah, the spear. He was the one that went first. I mean, he'd go in there and whatever needed to be taken out of the way, he got taken. He had to take it out of the way. I mean, he put himself out there in the front, point man. And for years and years, he said, he was in the service for over 20 years. He retired from the military. Done several tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. He said, I'd go out there and said, I'd put myself out. He said, I'd volunteer for it. Amen. But he said, I come to realize last February, a year ago this month, he said, I realized that I was lost without God. But he said, I'd been following one of them deceptive roads. Deception took me down the wrong road. The devil could have killed me and left me out there. But God Almighty seen fit to watch over me and to keep me, praise God. And he brought me to a place where I come to myself, realized I was lost and need a Savior. Amen. He brought me back to that old path. He could have let me die out there. But he said he didn't. Said he brought me back. He said, if I'd have died, and he told us standing right here. He said, if I'd have died over there, I'd have died and went to hell, lost without God. He said, ain't a doubt in my mind. He said, if I'd have got killed over there, I'd have went to hell. Amen. But he said, last February, praise God, 2017, God touched his heart. Holy Ghost of God moved upon him, touched his spirit. Praise God, he got on that old path. He accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, and he saved to the uttermost. Amen. Amen. Praise God, I want to say tonight, there's nothing like that old path. Praise God, it's a good way. Amen. He said, where is the good way? It's God's way. Amen. It's that goodly, godly way. Amen. So why should we walk in the old path? Amen. Because it's the best way to walk. That old path, it's a well-worn path. Amen. Let me just put it to you this way. Thank you, Lord. That's kind of a crude example, but you remember back when we used to have the old outhouse on the hill?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Do you remember the path that went from the house to the outhouse? That was a slick trail. Amen. That was a well-worn path. Amen. Everybody in the household knew that path well. I mean, it didn't matter in the middle of the night when there's no moonlight, no stars are shining, praise God. You could come out of the house, you could hit that old path, praise God, and you could find that little shed. Amen. It was needful to know, praise God. And that path was well worn. Amen. That's the same way with the Word of God. Amen. It's the same way with the old path that we follow in righteousness. It's a well-worn path. It's a slick path, praise God. And if we'll just follow that path, that way will never let us down. Amen. It's well-worn. Men and women, praise God, have gone before us and they've cleaned off the path. They've wore down the path. They've showed us a way that we can go. Amen. It's a sure way. It's a safe way. It's a solid way. It's a way that has foundations. Amen. Amen. Praise God, those new paths don't have none of that. They're not slick. They're not worn. See, sometimes I believe animals are smarter than human beings. You go out there in the woods, and those deer and those critters, when you got a steep mountain, those critters will find that easiest path, and that'll be a well-worn path. Amen. It's that good path. It's that safe path. It's that path, praise God, of least resistance. Amen. Praise God. God gives us a path of least resistance. Amen. If we'll just trust in Him, praise God, all we got to do is resist the devil and this old flesh and stay on the path. Amen. Praise God. That old path will be war. Amen. You can set up on them and you can set up on them in well-worn paths in the woods. You see a lot of critters. Amen. You can ambush them. See, that's what the devil does. He tries to set up on that well-worn path. And he'll try to ambush us. Amen. He has places set up where he can ambush. But I'm glad, praise God, that the God of the path, he'll show you where the devil is trying to set up an ambush. Amen. And he'll thwart the ambush of the devil. Praise God, He'll enlighten you and He'll show you, praise God, it just right up ahead. Say, praise God, I've been here before. Amen, this well-worn path, praise God. He said, this is a good place. This is where the devil tried to get me last time. But praise God, because of God Almighty and the precious Word of truth, amen, I come out of victory shouting and praising God, giving God glory for the victory. Amen. On that well-worn path, praise God, it's a good path, praise God. Amen. Why? Because there's some experiences on that path. You ever notice the experience we have on that well-worn path? Amen. I talk about these fellows here that's been in the military. They can tell you how God brought them through. We can all say how God delivered us again. Amen. On that well-worn path. How God brought us, amen, to a place and God brought us through. Amen. Praise God. So how did He bring? Let me give you about three things right quick to how God, that the experience that God give us. Amen. He brought us through. Amen. Number one, He brought us through in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Justified. Amen. Praise God. That well-worn path, it's justifiable. Praise God. It justified the souls of men. Brings us to a place of justification. Amen. Realize an old sinner, praise God, needs a Savior. And He justifies us through faith. In Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5 and verse 1. He said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Because of the blood that Jesus shed on Calvary, He justified us through faith. Amen. Praise God. Look at verse 9, 5 and 9. He said, for much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, we've been justified through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And because of that, the path is good. We've been saved by the blood of Jesus. He said, we've been put on that good path. Amen. It don't get no better than that. That path is established. That path is sure in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Romans 8:30. Romans 8:30 says, he said, moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them, watch this, them he also glorified. Amen. He said, because of the blood of Jesus Christ, because of that good path, because of the blood that was shed on Calvary to make that good way. Amen. He said, we've been justified, and because we've been justified, we're just as good as glorified. Amen. Because when you stay on that good path, praise God, it leads into glory. It leads into those places, amen, that's far better than anything that we have here. Amen. So what happens on this good path is justified through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not only are we justified through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, but we're loved, the love of God. We recognize the love of God that satisfies. Amen. That little lady we buried a few weeks ago, she said, I'm satisfied with my Jesus. Amen. She kept lifting up her arms. She said, I'm satisfied with my... Didn't know she was in this world. Don't know if she was. But she was saying, I'm satisfied with my Jesus. Amen. I'm satisfied with my Lord. Look at Jeremiah chapter 31. Jeremiah chapter 31 and 14. The Bible says, God says this. He said, and I will satiate the soul of the priest with fatness. Amen. He said, I'm going to satiate. Praise God, just overflowing flood. He said, I will satiate the soul of the priest with fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, saith the Lord. Amen. He said, you know what? That good path is a satisfying path. He said, I'll satiate the priest, I'll satiate the soul, praise God, and my people will have be satisfied as with an overflowing flood. Amen. The love of God, he said, it'll satisfy on that old path. These new paths, I don't know about them. They've not been tried. But I'm glad there's an old path. It's through the blood, praise God, under justification. It's through the love of God, amen, under satisfaction, satisfying of the soul. But it's through the power of the Holy Spirit, under sanctifying. Amen, that sets us apart. In John chapter 17, verse 17, he said, the Lord, in his high priestly prayer, he says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Amen. God says that old path, praise God. He said, not only is it a justifying path, not only is it a satisfying path, but he said it's a sanctifying path. He said it makes you a little different. It makes you a little peculiar. It makes you a little bit separated. Amen. While the whole world's going down this path and down that path, praise God, you're going down the right path. Amen. You're going down the right way. And praise God, you're reaching out and you're taking as many as you can with you. Amen. Glory be to God. And you're trying to get them on that right path. That right path that's leading in the right direction. Glory be God for God's glory. Praise His holy name. He said, sanctify them through thy truth. He said, thy word is true. He said, it's the word of God that makes the difference. Amen. It's that word, praise God, that'll keep us on that right path. So when we stop and we think and we find that path, amen, we locate the path and we just stay on it. Amen. Things will come up and try to get us to defer. But I want to say, praise God, if we'll just stay on the path, it's a path of righteousness. Amen. It's a path that'll lead us to that place where we need to be. Amen. It's that good way. He said, seek out the old path, where is the good way? The good ways in the old path. Amen. He said, walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. He said, you know what? When you find the truth is in the Word of God. He said, then you find that rest for your... He's talking about that tranquility of soul. Amen. That peace that passes all understanding. That when the world is going all to pieces all around you, there's a deep settled peace in your soul. There's a deep settled peace that overshadows you and comes to where you are. Amen. It's because God steps out on that old path and He says, peace be still. Amen. And down in your soul, praise God, you can get that tranquility, that rest, that peace that comes from God. Amen. Praise God to walk in the way. In Psalms 25, Psalms 25, verse 8. The Bible says, good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will He teach sinners in the way. Now watch this. He's pointing a direction. And meek will He guide His in judgment, and the meek will He teach His way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep His covenant and His testimonies. For Thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall He teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. Amen. He said, well, the end result is peace and harmony with God on that old way, that old path. And he said, who will find that old path? The meek. Those who meek and humble a heart that will come seeking the path, the old path. And God will bring you into that old path, praise God. And I told my nurse, He'll love you so many ways on it, glory be God, that you'll have to like one way, one of them. Amen. And so you come out of there walking in the right way, praise God. Just as David did, the psalmist did. Amen. He's seeking the way of God. Seeking the will of God. Amen. He's seeking where? In His will. In that old path. Why? Because that's the way we need to go. What? Because it is that old path. It is the way. Amen. And when should we do it? Right now. Right now is the time to seek out that old path. And just seek it with all our heart. Amen. Try to find it and get on it and just keep walking that old way to Jesus. Amen. And one day in a little while, praise God, we'll be glad that we did. Because I've read the in the volume of the book, in the last chapter and the last verse, and he said, those that'll stay on that old path, praise God, they'll finish well. Amen. To finish well the course that we've been laid for us, you and I, amen. Praise God, when we find that old path, find that old path. There's a lot of other paths that's deceptive, but there's an old path, praise God, which is good. Paul says, don't be caught up in those new ways and new waves. But he said, just stay on the old path. Amen. How do you find it, preacher? In a volume of the book. That's old King James Bible. It'll put you on that old path, and it'll help you to walk therein.